Pokemon! Pokemon!
Hey, by the way, stay tuned in the top five at five. A $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. True outlet prices every day. See the new mahogany and alderwood entry doors. All right, Pokemon! Pokemon!
Everybody's talking about this.
Okay. Explain this to me. You download an app. Kids! Kids, get down here!
Ma.
Why does it work?
Ma, my Pokemon app isn't working!
Wi-Fi password now. I don't have enough data for this.
What is the idea is you download this app, and then you turn your camera on,
right?
And when you turn your camera on, you run around and you seek out Pokemon, because Pokemon will appear in your on your screen.
So it's augmented reality. As you walk around, like on Michigan Avenue, outside the studios here, we would see Pokemon somewhere, and we have to, what, chase him? Do you guys?
Throw the Pokeball to him.
Right.
Throw a Pokeball?
While you're looking at the camera, you just use the screen. You know, it's a touch screen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you have to get Pokemon, capture him or kill him?
Capture them. And then you use them as powers.
I don't know. I don't know how violent this is. I mean,
blow up another Pokemon.
Yeah. I was walking into the...
I don't think you're playing correctly.
No, okay. You changed my
Everywhere
tactics.
I go, people are staring at their phones even more than, you know, before. And I was walking into the building today, and multiple people are outside near the entrance on Michigan Avenue just staring at their phones, like running around chasing these Pokemon.
Trying to find a Pokemon.
Yeah.
Pokemon! Now, all right. Now, Mark Remillard from ABC News is standing by on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And, Mark, and now you're covering this today because this has now become some sort of crazed thing. It's the new thing. People they're not interested in Trump anymore. They're interested in Pokemon on their phones.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, this app has been downloaded an incredible amount of times for just how short it's been available. It's already number one in the iTunes market, and it's already got more users on Android than Tinder. So apparently there are more people who would rather chase Pokemon than date at this point.
Than chase skirt is basically what you're saying there. I see what you did. I like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, do you find that this is potentially dangerous for people walking into traffic?
Yeah, we've already had just as quick as we've seen all the stories talking about how much of a boon this has been for Nintendo, we've gotten the same same response from people that have had trouble with this thing or gotten into trouble with it. We've seen reports of people in Missouri who were using it to lure people into secluded areas so they could rob them. We've seen someone who stumbled across a dead body in Wyoming from this, and then we've heard of other cases of people walking into things, walking into traffic, and so
how did Pokemon know where the dead body was?
Yeah, you know, I have no idea where I have no idea how they pick where these items are showing up, and there's actually been some in some cases they're showing up in very poor places. For example, in D.C., the National Park Service and the National Monument Service there are basically saying, you know, the Vietnam War Memorial is not the proper place to be looking for Pokemon, the Holocaust Museum there in D.C. as well is saying, can we get removed from this service? Can we actually? They were trying to contact the company to say, "Hey, take us off of here because we don't want people searching for Pokemon in the middle of this very solemn place."
It's a Holocaust. What part of Holocaust did you understand? I understand the same thing happened in New York at the 9/11 memorial.
Yeah, it's happened all over because I think what they're starting to discover, and we may see a response from the company from these kinds of incidences, is where these maybe they'll put little blackout zones where, you know, it's just this is not an appropriate place for this to be occurring in the Holocaust Museum, at the 9/11 Memorial, these kinds of places.
Yeah.
And so I as far as we know, that there isn't anything like that. But if the response continues, as we've seen from the Holocaust Museum and some of these other services, we might see them respond by blacking some of these areas out.
Although
we haven't heard that yet.
I saw an interview with the chief executive, and he said that basically they were trying to do just that, get people to go outside, get them to go out into the local parks, and everyone's spending all their time inside on their computers, and this is getting them off the beaten path, but maybe too much based on what you're telling us.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it just depends on where you go. So here in New York, you know, you go to Central Park and go search around. That's different than ending up at the memorial. But the problem is that, from what I understand as well, is that you these things will notify you, too, sometimes if you're close to one of these Pokemon, which is similar to the way that the game worked. When I was younger, I used to play the Game Boy game. So I can see why there's this generation of millennials who are so excited about this, because this is a reincarnation of something that they loved when they were kids. And so some of these things are popping up at inopportune times. I saw a picture of a guy who tweeted out a picture of his wife who was just about to give birth, and he was sitting there saying, when a Pokemon pops up, you know, and you got to do a low-key catch because she's in the middle of going into labor.
What happens if a Pokemon came out of his
I'd
wife?
I'd be so mad at my
what
husband.
What would happen then?
He's playing
hey,
Pokemon.
I found a Pokemon's right there! Hold on!
Name for it then. It's already got a name.
Yeah. Oh God.
Pikachu.
Hey, what is the what? So explain that thing about being lured, because I've heard that now twice, and I don't understand how that happened.
Yeah, so there's this thing called PokeStop, which is where you can kind of geotag certain spots, I believe, where you've either found a Pokemon or you can or draw attention to other users to certain areas. And there was these clearly pretty opportunistic robbers, because within a matter of days, I mean, this did not take them very long to think that they could use it for this purpose. And so police said that in Missouri, they were essentially luring people into some secluded places, these four people, and then holding them up with a gun. And police ended up arresting them, but it just goes to show, and the makers of the app said that they were aware of this, and they encouraged people, be aware of your surroundings. And you know, obviously, don't go into a dangerous area if you don't feel safe. And so, yeah, we've seen that. As I mentioned, the woman in Wyoming happened to be stumbling across a dead body. So I guess you never know what you'll find.
Is that a dead body or a Pokemon? I mean, this is how stupid we've become with these phones. I mean, we're lost, right?
We're totally lost in it.
Totally lost in it. It's like and I see people right now. Okay, so Mark, you haven't seen where we operate from here, but we're on the corner of Michigan Avenue and Heaven in Chicago. We got a Streetside
Beautiful
Studio.
View.
We watch thousands of people walk past us in any given afternoon.
Sure, some of the greatest architecture in the world, the
right.
river,
all of that. And then what you see when you look out the window is you look at these people now, they're all like holding the Pokemon thing up, and they're all like trying to follow. They could walk right into traffic. It's the
exactly.
stupidest thing I have ever seen.
You know, I just open up the app and there's a new notification. It says, remember to be alert at all times. Stay aware of your surroundings. So they may have added this notification recently.
They added that.
So they don't get sued.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, what's I think is so interesting about it is because, you know, we've heard about people walking around and texting or watching videos on their phone, and so thereby they're not paying attention, and they either walk into traffic or they walk into things. I mean, this is something that's actually you're looking through the camera. That's the amazing part to me, is your camera is in use. You're seeing what is in front of you, but I guess people are just getting so distracted by the actual event of it or trying to catch the Pokemon that they're not paying attention.
Right. Well, because you're not also looking behind you or to the side of you. You're looking only what the camera is saying in a
very
tight
minimal field. Absolutely.
Yeah, minimal field. That's why you're in journalism. That's a very great statement there, Mark. All right, Mark, appreciate your time, sir.
You bet. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Mark Remillard from ABC News.
There's a woman who just posted on Craigslist that for $20 an hour, she will walk around in 1 to 4 hour shifts and signed into your account and capture all the Pokemon
but what
she
do you
can
get
find.
For this?
I don't know. Just satisfaction.
What do you get?
Do you guys get like a, I don't know. What do you get? What kind of recognition do you
become
get?
Become an elite Pokemon.
I really don't get it either, though, to be honest with you. I mean, I feel like adults talk about it more than, like, my friend.
None of my friends
even know what
you guys are
quite
too old for.
What are you?
Is
are
it
you
like
not
teenagers?
I just feel
boys?
Like the media has made it like a big thing. Like, the newsroom, all we're talking about is Pokemon. I'm like,
Well, Judy's son plays, and Wendy was saying her kids do.
Yes, maybe it's just
different age
a
range.
Different, yeah, or different interest. But, I mean, it is huge. I just read today that it's overtaken Twitter in the amount of users. Can that be true?
Really?
Tinder.
Yeah.
Tinder.
Now,
Tinder.
See, I downloaded it.
No, it said Twitter.
I'm just interested in it now. So I just got an alert. They
Can
gave
you?
Me some
like I said, I live across the street from a park. I see people out there all the time because they hold their phones out. And they kind of trying to catch them.
Well, I think you can see kind of further in front of you to see like if there's blue dots, which means
right.
it might be Pokemon. So and,
is that
so,
like
yeah.
Pokemon poop that you see? Like they leave it behind. You're like, oh, yep, telltale sign of a Pokemon. Yep, there's blue poop right here.
And then I think some people just fondly if they grew up with Pokemon, that's what they like. They are remembering it fondly. I'm remembering it not fondly.
I never remember it being cool.
Yeah, it was never really cool.
the cool
but it's
kids
cool
weren't
now.
Playing it.
Yeah, now it's cool. Now it's an app.
So apparently, you didn't know cool back then.
Yeah, it was super cool.
My
I just
kids
got
had
an alert
all
on
the
my,
cards. They were totally into Pokemon.
I just got some bonus Pokeballs, so you guys should all be jealous. I'm playing the game right
you're
now.
You're cool.
Somehow
you're
I'm
very,
not.
So,
very
but
cool.
the next step what? After you capture all of them is you go to certain locations that are certified as battlegrounds. And then you fight your Pokemon against someone else. So, like, if Kevin and I went and captured Pokemon, then we could go to a designated area. And if I had more powerful Pokemon, they would kill his.
Like Englewood? Like, what, where do you have to go to have your so you to have bring, your Pokemon, like pull a gun out on the other Pokemon sideways?
There are no guns.
How
no.
does,
they're
no?
Pokeballs, no. they're called.
They have Pokeballs.
You just do battle.
That was
Pikachu
my nickname
can
in
do,
high school.
Do battle or Pokeballs?
Pokeball. Yeah. Oh,
just one?
Yeah.
I can tell you Pokeballs, that on Sunday, when my son wanted to go play, my 22-year-old son,
yeah.
He could not even get on. It was
just a kid that just graduated from college.
Yes, yeah. He's an animation major. That might tell you something,
right? Yeah.
But
he needs to do it.
He couldn't get on because there were so many people trying to get on. He couldn't. You know what I mean? That's how crazy it is.
Mom, where are my Pokeballs?
I've been playing this for 2 minutes and it's already too confusing. I quit.
Have you seen my Pokeballs?
It's obviously for more intelligent people, Kevin.
Yeah, ouch. People walking into traffic and taken out by
yeah, maybe this is like
CTA
a
being
bus.
Robbed.
This might
yeah.
be a completely perfect sort of thinning of the herd kind of moment here.
Oh, right. Gosh. Oh, gosh.
Sort of a there's moment. Too many people
survival
on planet Earth.
That's right. It's very Darwinist, right? It is what it is.
You have to walk around real neighborhoods, right? Just around your neighborhood and hopefully like a park and not a street, but that's
but
what you do,
that's
right?
That's what's interesting about it. I mean, you say that these games are making kids only stay inside, and this game really is interactive to the point where, you know.
Makes you go outside.
Right. Which is good.
And into the gunfire of Chicago. Kids, get outside. Get out and play. It's great.
I just captured Bulbasaur. I don't want to brag or anything.
Oh.
I'm sorry. What's his name?
Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur.
Just threw my Pokeball at him.
Yeah.
Going
that
down.
Was my nemesis in high school. I was Pokeballs and he was Bulbasaur.
He was the bully in the hallway?
Yeah.
Damn you, Bulbasaur.
Yes. Okay, Pokeballs.
Sounds like a bully.
That's a great conversation.
What are you doing? Don't call me Pokeballs. I saw you in the shower. No! No! That is wrong. All right.
No big deal. Just call Bulbasaur.
Yeah, well, Kevin, now, I'm going to catch more Pokemon than you. Yeah, I'm going to
But
start.
Can you get Bulbasaur?
Yeah, but probably. Then what are you going to get? So now if you get, I don't know.
So I just got 600 points. And
Sacuman? What is another? These are disgusting names. So if Violetta gets a Pokemon, then she's going to battle you somewhere? Do you have
right.
to go
so
somewhere
bring,
for the battle?
I'll bring Bulbasaur to the back alley.
No, you don't pick the spot. The app tells you these are designated fight. It's like a fight
I want to go
club.
To a back
What's a
alley.
Fight club?
It's Fight Club.
I don't know.
Hey, no one's supposed to talk about Fight Club.
I know. Virtual. I was like, wait, I'm not supposed to say that out loud.
Right.
I don't know what that is.
That was my first Pokemon I caught.
You might want to play UFC instead.
That would be fun.
That'd be what?
I'm getting, I should probably not be playing this game while
on the air.
Talking on the radio.
Violetta has got the WGN traffic trouble spots right now. And Pokemon update. You know what we should do? We should do an entire Pokemon. Where are Pokemon traffic report coming up?
Oh, that should be fun. Yeah, I'll just drive around finding Pokemon. But I can't see them from here, so I got to leave work. But in the meantime, I'll give you the
There we go. In the meantime. Hold on a second. We got some phone calls here to explain this Pokemon game that everybody is so nuts about
people
right now.
People are texting us pictures of people wandering with looking down at their phones.
Right. Jennifer, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey,
you are driving me nuts as I'm sitting here listening to you guys just talk about this whole thing. I feel like we need to bring you into the fold and educate you a little.
All right.
So going back to the actual games, let's go back way back when Pokemon first came out. It was designed as a game for you to collect a team of monsters to be able to fight trainers. And as you fight these trainers in various towns, you earn badges. Now, at the same time, you also level up your Pokemon and give them experience so that you can fight the main people at the end of the game. And once you fight the main guys at the end of the game, you, for the most part, win the game. But you don't finish the game until you collect them all.
Oh.
All of the different monsters.
Oh, now I get it.
Oh, okay. So this Bulbasaur.
I still don't get it.
Yeah, of course you don't. So this Bulbasaur is.
Right, so
that's okay.
Let me
I have like 20 seconds left, so make it very fast because I got to hit the thing.
That's fine. As the years went on, we increased in our Pokemon. And because the games became so popular, we wanted to take it into real life. As of right now, what we have is a game where we as people are the trainers, and our phones are kind of like the device that lets us see an alternate world.
Okay, I gotta run. I do have to run here. Hold on one second. Hold on.
Thanks for the explainer, though, Jennifer.
Yes.
That's the most clear I've heard of the game.
No, I totally get it.
Yeah, no, I still completely confused. It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. All right. Now, coming up, Violetta Pondermedic is going to give us a Pokemon update traffic.
Where
the Pokemon men are.
It is very intense.
Yes.
Grueling research.
Has anybody found Pikachu?
No, that's very rare. But I can tell you right now, Krabby Pokemon was found at
That was my nickname in college. That was unfortunate. It was an incident. I couldn't do anything about that. I don't know how you catch that.
That was caught at Addison and Clark up in Wrigley.
That's exactly where I got the crabs.
So if you catch it there once, is he gone?
I don't.
You're not alone, bro. Don't worry.
I know, apparently.
Right, not at all.
It's kind of fun that it is. Yeah. I mean, there's one bar. I mean, it's bad.
It's crazy.
It's crazy over there.
A couple of them, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but if, after you catch them, so people can report where you found them and then you can go back to them?
I'm not an expert in this game, but I can tell you where the Pokestops are, the gym, and where Pokemon have been found.
Again, are they going to sacred sites?
Yeah, so actually, right near that, there's a Pokestop, which is where you can find Pokemon, at Holy Lutheran Trinity Church in Lakeview.
Oh, I'm sure they're thrilled. Like the parishioners are thrilled about that.
So you actually have to go in the church. And then as I'm, you know,
Get in the church. Okay, did the church people want
you altar?
Going in? Right? Hold on, I got the Pokemon here. Hold on, let me throw my Pokemon balls.
May peace be with you.
What if the Pokemon's like in your backyard? Are people going to come climb the fence and come on in?
Whatever it takes, Anna.
Sure, I guess.
Pokeballs to the rescue.
Well, and then some are at bars, so I don't know if only, you know, the youngsters can't get in there.
Ooh, denied. Right. You're going to have to get a fake ID.
Yeah, using fake IDs to go get Pokemon.
I don't want a beer. I just want the damn Pokemon.
Don't influence.
It's the Pokemon, not man.
Whatever.
Pokemon. I don't understand.
I don't understand
what's happening here.
They have a huge meetup in Millennium Park for Pokemon Go
right, so
users.
So the Pokemon gyms are normally at landmarks. You know, since I'm up in the Wrigleyville area now, Wrigley Field is one. Millennium Park is one.
All right, hold on. Don't give it away.
Okay. We'll talk about it later.
We will talk about it later. Coming up in just a few minutes. Pokemon traffic. Where if you're playing the Pokemon game, you can go find Do you have specific Pokemons are?
I can only tell you where they have been found. Yes.
But no one's found Pikachu.
No, I don't think so.
So what?
That
so
seems like a game changer.
So they got the crabs up in Wrigleyville.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who hasn't? What else?
You think they put that one there specifically?
Yeah. Yes. Or the triangle. Yeah, that makes more sense.
Oh, here's the answer. Pokemon do stay in the same location for an undisclosed amount of time.
Zubat was found near, where is that?
North and Roscoe are parallel.
Okay, you're right. It's North Halsted, actually, that I'm looking at. So that is at Halsted and Roscoe.
Sorry, Pokemon people.
Don't go. Yeah. Don't try to find Roscoe and North.
Yeah, that would be a problem. Yeah. Even Pokemon himself could not find, or whatever, Pikachu himself.
Is Pokemon a person?
No,
or
that's
is
a
this
people.
Like, that's, okay.
They're a thing.
They're a race. They're a part of the Pokemon.
Right.
Okay.
They're a race. Four Pokemon have been found dead at 66 in Cottage Grove as a result of a drive-by Pokemon shooting.
Hey, look, someone had said they caught a Pikachu in Elgin today.
Ooh. I guess they're not that rare.
Intel.
We're in Elgin. Where do I have to go?
Have cross streets?
Let's see here. Well, this person, we'll just give out this person's phone number. Everyone can call them.
Oh, great idea. Why? How would they have time to do that if they're playing Pokemon?
Right. Who would know?
I mean, you wouldn't have time to talk to anyone. Yeah.
No one who's interested in this is listening to it right now because their phone is already in use.
I tried contacting someone who plays Pokemon, and they just won't get back to me. I'm like, they're probably playing Pokemon right now. They can't.
Yeah, I mean, this
they can't
thing is
answer.
And again, if you're not following what we're talking about here, this is an app that just landed a couple days ago in America. And it's a Pokemon app in which anyway, the
what
point
a great
is
explainer.
The point. Hey, thank you. I'm chief explainer. The Pokemon app is you put it in your phone and you turn your camera on and then you look at the world and then a Pokemon pops up on your camera as mm-hmm. you're staring out at the world. Right? It's virtually
augmented.
What is it?
Augmented reality. So you see your actual reality, like the street in front of you or the park in front of you, but then you see the Pokemon show up.
And then you have to throw your balls at them.
Yeah.
The Pokeballs.
Which seems so
wrong. I didn't know how to get the ball out to throw it when I've had to catch my Pokemon. No, I'm serious.
Oh, that was God.
And then I was at Lutheran church trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Hold on, I gotta get to my balls. Hold on. I got them. They're in the sack. I got them.
Come on, you guys.
Throw it.
Clean.
Throw it.
But you should know that when we do the Pokemon traffic, it's going to, you can't drive if the app will turn off or it doesn't allow you to catch Pokemon if you're going over 20 miles per hour.
Oh, so under 20 miles per hour is fine.
Yes. So you can slow cruise.
Right.
Ghost ride.
I mean, 20 miles an hour, you're still basically killing somebody at 20 miles an hour.
That seems wrong.
You know, they tried to put a barrier there, but.
I think Pokemon sounds better.
It says, according to...
Listen, it's working the way it is.
Pokemons is the plural, according to Wiki.
Pokemons?
Mm-hmm. Pokemons.
That's an S? You put it Pokemons?
Yeah, M-O-N-S.
Okay, thank you. Is that a Pokemi or something like that?
Yeah, Pokemi.
Yeah, nothing?
Pokemi.
Pokemi.
No, it's Pokemons.
Right, exactly. That's okay. All right, so can you give me the names of the other Pokemons? Do you have them?
I do.
Do you have a list of Pokemons?
I don't know if I know how to read them.
That's okay.
Okay.
That has never been your strong suit. So what is it?
You know, I'm not worried about it. You know, I'll get you a list of those.
We've got Abra, Absol, Excelgur. Let's see what else we've got. Apom.
This sounds like all stuff found in Prince's bloodstream.
War Turtle.
There's
Jigglypuff.
A lot of them.
I like that one the best. Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff.
Well, I have so the most common ones where you can find them everywhere. Oh, no, this isn't the name. So one looks like a rat, and one looks like an owl. So if you see those are the most common.
There's Cleffable. That's part of the fairy origin. I've got their origins here or something. That's their type. That would be a fairy type.
Oh, jeez.
We have a texter says that actually the app works at highway speeds, that I was the passenger, but I collected from poke stops along the way, from 815.
Someone also said Pikachu
sounds
was caught
dangerous.
At the Claire's in Algonquin. Congratulations. In the Algonquin Commons.
We'd like to congratulate everyone who has caught a Pokemon.
Right. They got them at the Claire's, so they were able to get, What do you get? Plastic watches
and then eggs. You can, but you can't incubate eggs in a car. That says
no. What are we talking about?
No, I don't know. They're talking about what you're picking up.
Now you're gonna get eggs. What is an egg? Is there a Pokemon egg? Do they come from an egg?
What came first, the Pokemon or the egg?
Do they hatch?
In the balls.
So what do you do? So do you place them? You collect all the eggs you possibly can. You put your Pokemon eggs in one basket, and then you...
It's like Easter morning every day.
And then you wait for, fuzzy balls to hatch. What is the name of that one again?
Balbasaur?
One of them.
The elusive Balbasaur.
All right. Okay, I want to do this as a full traffic report. Are you ready? So here is Violetta Pottermatic with the Pokemon traffic.
All right, so we got a Pokemon spotted and caught. His name's Taurus at Damon and Wood. Then we got one further north. It's called the Jigglypuff. He was found, or she was found, at Chicago and
Ashland.
It's actually
south of there, but okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, don't try to do directionals
here. All right, listen.
Here.
It's hard to keep up with these Pokemon. They're constantly moving.
Yeah.
Now, the Pokestops that we have on the maps, those, there's a lot going on downtown. All right, yeah. So we got some on the Magmile, Discovers, which is, I guess, a place down here. and
this is going great.
We were talking to me when I was trying to write this. Right, we got a meetup at Millennium Park. Yeah. So that's a Poke Gym you can go to. You can train your Pokemon there and get them ready to fight.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to fly in this fake chopper.
There's nothing fake about this. We're in the helicopter.
We're in the helicopter. We're going to go north. We got some things going up in Evanston over here. Got another Poke stop at Inspirational Mural. All right, actually, that's in Rogers Park. And then... I'm sorry, this chopper moves so fast, it's hard to keep up what neighborhood I'm in. What else we got? Another
what else you
stop.
Got up there? What do you got?
It's in Sauganash Park.
Yeah.
We got that going for us at Pratt. And, yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of places you can go find these Pokemon. I don't have a lot found on the maps.
Hold
I guess
on,
this
I'm,
isn't updated.
Hold on. Well, I've got a. I have
I
to
only
actually,
have like four.
I'm shooting the.
Oh, is it's we're going down.
Yeah.
We're gonna park this off.
All right. There goes your chopper. Sorry.
There goes your Pokemon too.
That was the worst. All right.
I might have not been fully prepared. Okay. Oh, we also have a Charmander. He was found.
Classic Charmander.
57th and Wood. So,
there's one at Super
Charmander
Dog.
Charmander was found dead, lying in a pool of his own pokey blood. 57th and Wood. What? All right, that's great.
They have one at Super Dog, the drive-in.
Oh, Park.
That's
Isn't
good. That cool?
So, I'm thinking these businesses, though, do you think that they asked... You know, to be honest.
I don't think
Who
so.
Who would
they
know?
Don't,
well, I
don't
think
so.
Who would
they
ask?
You're at Pokemon. You're finding them at Superdog, Sapphire Hot Dog.
Yeah, you would think there's some. It's good for businesses, but they have churches and synagogues on here, too. And I'm
right,
not sure that they love
those places.
People.
Funeral homes. They got funeral homes, too.
There's like a cemetery.
Yeah, there's cemetery. You just like pull into a funeral home. And I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm sorry. Bereaved. I've got to take a look at my Pokemon. My fuzzy balls. I just caught them.
Pikachu's small. It'd be a lot. A super dog? A lot for Pikachu to handle. That's impressive, Pikachu.
All right. I have lost faith in humanity now. That's all I'm going to say.
Good luck, everyone out there. Be
yeah,
safe.
Would you like to do the actual WGN traffic trouble spots? Jeff, our producer, was just in here trying to explain the Pokemon rules to us. And quite honestly, I don't understand
it. But it's a huge craze. I mean, they have a Facebook page up for meetups throughout the Chicago area over the next week or so. 2,000 people have signed up for one on July 23rd with 9,000 plus say they're interested. This Sunday in Millennium Park, there's going to be a meetup. Thousands expected.
And then the Pokemon just infiltrate by themselves?
Suppose they're there, right there in the parks.
They're like ghosts.
Well,
right?
I also hear that the different types of Pokemon are found at different parks. So if it's like a grass type, you're in a forest. If it's a water type, you'll be near a lake.
That makes
so
sense.
So you can search for them depending on what you need in your Pokeball.
I'm sorry, what?
Depending on what you need in your bag, whatever you need to collect, you can decide where to go depending on that.
Okay. Now, you only have a certain amount of Pokeballs that you can fire at these things, right?
Right, but that's the issue. I think they're in-app purchases, and you can buy more. So that's
Wait,
you
can't just
for.
Throw unlimited? Because I couldn't catch mine. I threw like five.
Yeah, you got to get the bonus balls. You got to work for those.
That was also my nickname.
Somebody apparently put one at Westboro Baptist Church.
Hmm.
A Pokemon.
That's a bad idea. What I want to know who the people are who came up with this game of that.
And where they go.
Because this is a Japanese company, right, that does Pokemon?
Well, it's Nintendo. It's behind it. But it's
That's a Japanese company.
Japanese, yeah, characters.
Yeah. So I mean, isn't it sort of one of those circumstances, like they have culturally completely ignorant about what's happening here?
Well, that and the names, like, it's probably just poorly translated. Whatever, you know, that's why these names are crazy, of the Pokemon.
Oh, this is. I'm just going to tell you, this does not end well for anybody. For anybody.
We don't want anybody to get hurt, and right. Certainly shouldn't be driving while doing this. It
yeah.
doesn't sound right to
then
me.
Then
all
of a sudden, some enterprising people are in, you know, they show up at a gang funeral somewhere.
Yeah.
It's the Pokemon apocalypse.
Yeah.
It has arrived.
Yeah. Although now that you see what this is doing, it's going to be Pokemon now, today, but it'll be like The Walking Dead tomorrow. You'll be shooting zombies. You'll be finding ghosts, dead right. relatives. I mean, and now right. this technology, they're just proving that this technology is available to use your phone to have enhanced, what do they call it?
Augmented reality. But augmented then it reality. Also is capable, as we've seen, to draw people to certain areas. And you could see why businesses would like that. The Tribune just put out in the last hour an article about how businesses are now clamoring to become places where you catch the game's characters. And they're trying to see if they could be part of it.
Well, and even Divi, I saw tweets going out, catch your Pokemon here and get a bike, go get some more Pokemon. So, I mean, I feel like Divi would be a good one. You just go from post to post finding Pokemon.
Right. Rahm Emanuel likes that. People will finally start using the Divis for good and not evil.
Graziano's restaurant in Niles is encouraging players to try a Poke Pizza, 20% discount. I guess they're located near.
See what they're doing here? Everybody's.
Eli's Cheesecake is on board.
Nobody's wasting time.
No, Portillo's is welcoming people.
Oh, Portillo's.
Playing in its parking yeah. lots and restaurants.
But those are Portimons is what those would be.
I don't think I need any more reasons to go to Portillo's.
I know. How about it?
Can I get the Pokemon hot and wet? What about Krabby? Can I get Krabby hot and wet?
Extra peppers.
Just don't order the Jigglypuff.
Dip my Jigglypuff.
Can we make a guess how long this is going to last?
I think forever.
I would think it might be.